To Have and To Have Not, that was the title of a book by Ernest Hemingway. I have it, but today we're at the Food for Life distribution. It's the third day of our big distribution in the main square downtown, where we're, well, you can see the pictures, 2,000 people, and we give them not only just cooked and offered prasadam, but a whole bag, sometimes even two, of all kinds of dried goods, good things, and they're the have-nots, and that's what I was thinking. We are certainly the haves, devotees. I'm certainly a have, someone who has there's someone just begging at the car, give him a little prasadam. Yes, we have, and over the last couple of weeks I was just distributing books to people who have. These are the people who don't have for one reason or another. Their karma, their free will, the circumstances they're in, the capitalist world that we live in, and it's always a little sobering for me. It helps me appreciate what a comfortable situation we have and what it's like to be without. I was distributing beans, baked beans, canned baked beans, well, not canned, but bottled, New Brajadam produce and New Brajadam little business that they do. I must have passed out 1,000 of those. And beside me was someone distributing apples, New Brajadam apples. So, the different types of apples in New Brajadam, some are sort of crispier than others. These didn't look to me like the crispier type, so when I saw them, just in my mind, I thought, oh, we're distributing these not-so-good apples. And so I was a little critical, and in line, comes one lady, and when she saw the apples, then she said, oh, how wonderful. I haven't been able to afford an apple in such a long time. So that's the difference between the attitude of the haves and the have-nots. And then next to that was the banana. Of course, that didn't grow in New Brajadam. But she was even more overjoyed by the bananas. And while I wouldn't probably choose to eat what I was distributing, but so many people were really overjoyed, were really happy. Cholet, it's called cholet. Oh, how great! I haven't had that for such a while. So I guess you don't really know what it's like to be without until you've been without it. It's good to get a little reminder like we've had today. And my parents used to say that, who really lived under extreme circumstances during the war. My mother in concentration camp, my father in forced labor. And they would say when I was picking at my food or didn't want to eat it, that you should eat it. You don't know what it's like to be hungry. I think I mentioned that already once on a podcast. So I don't. these, well, I won't say the word broken because they certainly have spirit, but these people in such very downtrodden and difficult circumstances. And so I hope that I appreciate all that Krishna has given me and how Krishna provides for us a nice, comfortable lifestyle, not only meals to eat, but feasts, and gives me the opulence to be able to go on a diet and not eat the wonderful foods that are available. So that's that was today.